my place in tech changes every day. But I don't fear the future, because I'm with the leader, Pluralsight. Their online learning platform has the hands-on, expert-led courses I need to master new tech skills and create bigger impacts, so I can learn quickly and stay ahead. With Pluralsight, I don't fear what's next. I embrace it. Tap in at Pluralsight.com and see for yourself.
Hey, babe.
It's Aisha. Christina. Nice to meet you.
This is Quality Queen Control.
What is happening?
Hello, angels. Happy Tuesday. Wow. I have been feeling really good lately. How are you feeling? Let's check in with each other, see how we're feeling. Firstly, I want you guys to know I have been definitely trying to step up my game on my Insta stories, because to be honest, like, I know that I don't upload as frequently, especially on Instagram. I know that I don't. And I just am really, really focusing the next couple of months on making sure that I can definitely do both Instagram and YouTube, and just always strive to have more of a consistent upload schedule, because I know you guys definitely do deserve that. And I also do, you know, I have this, my podcast, Quality Queen Control. Welcome to Quality Queen Control, guys. Hi, my name is Aisha Christina. If this is the first podcast that you have heard of mine, how are you doing today? Yes, and I just recently, as you guys know, if you're listening to this, switched over to Tuesday uploads. And yeah, I want to make sure that you guys know that you need to follow me on both Instagram and make sure that you're checking your community board on YouTube. So I don't really know how it works, but I think it shows up in your feed whenever someone posts their community board. And I know back in when I first started my channel, which is going to be 2 years, very soon in December, which is crazy because for some reason it feels shorter than a year to me. But yes, I started my channel last year in December. And so this coming year will be 2 years. And I'm super excited. And I know that I have a goal of 200K. You guys, if you follow me on YouTube, you definitely know I have a goal of 200K for the channel. So if you like a video of mine and you love my content and you want to support me, make sure that you share it with a friend. And I just also want you guys to know how incredibly grateful I am. I know the holidays have just passed and it's definitely different this year with celebrating due to COVID and things like that. But nonetheless, I felt like I had a really good Thanksgiving, to be honest with you. And I was just home with my family and it was so peaceful. And, you know, I actually made a lot of food too. So if you follow me on Instagram, then you would have saw what I made. It was all vegan, of course. So yeah, guys, the holidays have officially approached. Christmas is basically here. Like, everyone knows every year Christmas just gets shorter and shorter. I don't even think people do Thanksgiving decorations anymore past a week because then Christmas decorations come right on after it and everyone loves, you know, the holiday season. And speaking of that, I just want to encourage you guys to just take it easy, okay? And I think the good thing about, you know, this whole COVID thing, if there is anything positive at all, is that it has really gifted us with time. And I think being that we have less exposure to, you know, our family and friends, you know, for safety reasons, it allows us to be still. So please take advantage of that. I really encourage you to take advantage of that. And I want you guys to know how important and special that is, because you're not going to get an opportunity like this probably for a good while. You know, especially a pandemic doesn't happen, you know, every single year. It usually happens every 100 years. So I just want to encourage you guys to take this time to have solitude for yourself if you can. I know we all miss our friends and things like that, but I promise you, like, if you take this time to focus that has been given to you, you can come out with a new business ideas. I know so many people have come up with new business ideas and things like that that have, you know, started in this pandemic. So there's definitely a lot of reflection and things like that that I feel like have, you know, come out of this. And speaking of that, let's get right on into today's topic, which is stop comparing yourself. And I really feel led to talk about this because I feel like on social media and just in general in our social climate, I feel like people are so black and white for the worst reasons. Meaning, if I were to say, I only date millionaires, then someone may write, oh, so are you saying that I am stupid and dumb for not dating millionaires? Well, not everyone is like you, and yada, yada. And it's just like, I am a very open-minded person. So it's difficult for me to, well, actually, it's not difficult because I don't go back and forth with people that are determined to misunderstand me because I'm not a combative person by nature. I genuinely can't go, like, I'm very short-winded when it comes to arguing with anyone. Like, I say what I have to say, and if you are not getting it, then I literally don't care anymore and I'm over it. Like, I'm not even kidding. That's really how I am. And even if you know me personally, like, you know that I am very nonchalant with certain things. And it's just like, I literally can't get myself to care because I don't see the point in arguing back and forth when I know that this person is not going to see my perspective. So let's just agree to disagree. And I think this is important because as I start to see, you know, more people branch off into talking about different types of content, which is completely fine. I mean, I think in general, as it pertains to refining yourself or leveling up, as people call it in general, I think that it's such a broad topic that a lot of the times there really are but so many things to talk about, whether that be, you know, self-care or whether that be femininity. And especially as it pertains to femininity, I think it's definitely a touchy subject because I feel like people are very black and white with that, especially where they genuinely feel like if you talk about being feminine, then it's an attack against, I don't know, women who may not perceive themselves as feminine. And they feel like, oh, so you're saying that I have to be this way and that way in order to get a man. You guys, I want everyone on my channel and the platform and the community that I am building and that we are building together, I want you guys to be open-minded, okay? I want you guys to be okay with people having a difference in opinion. I want you guys to know that not everyone has to agree with you, and there will be people that dislike you if you voice your opinion on certain things. So you just have to pick your battles. And at the end of the day, I feel like there's a certain responsibility that I take when it comes to my supporters. Like, I genuinely do feel like, you know, for the most part, that whoever an individual is, whoever supports them, if you're a celebrity and your fan base is, you know, they are, I don't know, they're commenting mean things on people's photos all the time, I feel like, okay, maybe that's partially, you know, the person's responsibility who, you know, people are a fan of to, I don't know, put a stop to it. And it's kind of just a reflection of that person. And I do take it personal, or I do take responsibility in the best way of you guys. And I feel like I want you guys to be, in a way, a reflection of me, meaning I would never want you guys to do something that I wouldn't do. And I don't mean in terms of relationships and things like that, because we all have our own different situations. But I mean, as it pertains to character and morality. So there are certain things that I would not do. Like, I'm not going to go comment something mean on anyone's anything because, one, I've never done that. And two, people that do that are miserable. There's no way they're happy because happy people don't do certain things. I will say that literally until the day that I die. It remains true. So when you are trying to do better for yourself and be better in general, and improve and enhance your life, you have to do something that you've never done. You have to be willing to fight the good fight and know when to be silent, when to choose your battles and things like that. And why is this important? Because we have to stop. And it really does start with each and every individual. That's why I'm utilizing my platforms to the best of my ability to stand up for what I feel to be true. And I know that once you put something out in public, you are now subject to public criticism because it's on a public platform. But at the end of the day, I want you guys to know we don't argue with people that are determined to misunderstand us. It is okay for people to misunderstand us, but we're not going to do the back and forth. At the end of the day, everyone is entitled to their own opinion. I only speak to who wants to hear what I have to say, and I respectfully can hear out someone if they disagree, and I don't need to demonize their character or demonize them in any capacity just because I disagree with them. You know, I am attached to, you know, nothing, but I'm connected to everything. That's just genuinely how I live my life. So back to what I was saying in regards to comparison. I'm noticing this in general as a theme, one in life, and two, especially as it pertains to social media. For one, angels, okay? Social media is a place where people only show their absolute best moments. Kim Kardashian even said, there is no reason to ever have a bad photo on Instagram, even though we all have it, because of all the different, I guess, apps that they have where you can put different filters on and enhance the color. And I don't know, there's a bunch of stuff that you can do, right? Of course, I don't advocate for changing your entire face and body and things like that. That's not at all what I'm saying. But what I am saying for the most part is that we live in a society where we are showing our best moments. So, and easily social media can be your downfall if you are a sensitive person to those types of things. You can't continue to keep engaging in things because naturally you're going to compare yourself. Ugh, why does she have this and I don't? Oh my gosh, I wish I had this relationship. They look so perfect. Or some people have a very pessimistic outlook and it's just like, I bet you they're not even that happy. I don't even know why they're showing it. And people do this thing that I call hate following people, which I will never understand, where they follow people literally, and it's mainly celebrities too. They literally follow people just to talk about them. I literally do not understand that. And that's clearly a sign of misery. I mean, that's clearly a sign of unhappiness. If you're always going to compare yourself to someone, to where someone is, you will never be happy in your life. And I really, really want this to resonate with you guys because even for myself, being a person that is extremely ambitious, I have never compared myself to anyone specific. But to be transparent, there have been times where I felt like, oh man, like I'm getting older now. And there are so many different creators out there that are way younger than me that are doing so well. And I aspire to have that. How much longer do I have to wait for my own success? Like I wasn't ever jealous or upset. I love celebrating people. If you know me personally, you know, whenever anything good happens to my friends, I literally feel like it's happening to me. And I'm just a girl's girl till the end. At the end of the day, that doesn't mean still in that moment when I had that thought, I was comparing my journey to just the fact, the blanket fact that there are younger people out there that are doing amazing. There are people that are 16 years old that are, you know, multimillionaires and things like that. And I don't know why that was just a thing for me. But also I do know for myself, also to be transparent, is that I am obsessed with being young and just I'm obsessed with being with looking young, but being mature. Can anyone relate to this? Am I making sense? I like to look young, but I do take pride in the fact that I have always been very mature. So at least to the best of my ability, I feel. So what maturity means is it's arbitrary. It really just depends on what that means for you, really, which is what arbitrary means. But yeah, in that moment, whenever I, you know, would do that, I wouldn't necessarily feel good. I would feel anxious. Oh my gosh, I'm getting older now. I'm 20 years old. Oh my gosh, when is it going to happen? oh, I'm 23 years old. 23 was a really difficult age for me too. I literally had a quarter life crisis. I'm not even exaggerating. It was the worst year of my life being 23. Can anyone relate to that either? Let me know. But yeah, genuinely, I can't think of a time where I've had that type of comparing thought. Or maybe you have a different thought, you know what I mean? For whatever it means in your life, if you have a thought of every time you get on Instagram, you're comparing yourself to why you don't have these luxury items, why you don't have whatever's the latest thing that everyone is you know, having, why this person has more followers than you, more likes than you, whatever it is, you will never be happy. Because at the end of the day, whether we want to admit it or not, there will always be someone that we may perceive as better looking, have better style, or maybe have a better upbringing. It really just depends on how we perceive it, you know? At the end of the day, it's very important to not feel like just because someone doesn't see the value in something, or just because you don't see the value in where you are right now, it doesn't mean that you're less than. It's like, think of being in a relationship where things didn't work out and the guy's lack of not being able to value you in the way that you want doesn't mean that you're worthless, does it? So why is it that whenever we talk about certain things, like even when I made a video about what Jeannie Mai said about being submissive, why is it that people feel like, oh, if she's saying be submissive, then she's saying we must be slaves. Oh, she's saying that we must, you know, take it back to the 18th century and we need to start, you know, doing whatever it is that men say. And oh my gosh, she's taking us back. All these things. Just because someone says they like something doesn't mean that they dislike something else. They could just not even have an opinion about it. And I think people are so hypersensitive because a lot of people are not doing the self-work. I hope I'm making sense here. A lot of people are not doing the self-work for themselves. So whenever people express their like for something or their love for something, they can perceive it as their someone disliking or hating something else. Oh, well, I love having long hair. Oh, so are you saying that people that have short hair are ugly? Because that's clearly what you're saying, because it has to mean the exact opposite if you're saying that you love it or that you like it. I mean, come on. We have to be way more elastic than that. We have to be way more smarter than that and stronger than that to not personify and personalize, actually, for lack of a better word, not personalize every single thing that we hear, see, whatever it is, and make it fit our negative narrative. What is that about? What do you genuinely gain from hate following someone? What do you gain out of talking about that girl's outfit? What do you gain out of zooming in that girl's pictures just because you feel like she did a bad Photoshop job? What do you genuinely gain from that? What do you gain by looking at a girl's Instagram photos and zooming it in to pick her apart because you just can't really fathom subconsciously that this person looks nice? So you have to find a flaw on this person to make yourself feel better so that you don't have to believe that this individual is what you feel is perfect. What is that about? Pay attention to people that always have something to say about someone. Because if they gossip with you, they'll gossip about you. That is just how it goes. And like I said, there's balance in everything. There's, you know, little chit chatter that girls have and, you know, gossip amongst each other. But you know when it's rooted in every single time this person has something to say about someone. This person is always sending you, you know, memes. Oh, look at this girl's outfit. Oh, look at what he has on. Oh my God, do you think that's really her man? It's just the relationship has zero substance. The friendship has zero substance, as if you guys are not talking specifically about other people. You understand? So on your journey, right? A lot of the times I realize that we all serve a different purpose, right? So it's for me, because I am pretty good at looking at things objectively, I have the understanding that just because someone may say something negative or something like that, it doesn't have anything to do with me. It's just that this person is clearly in pain. And for whatever reason, I am highlighting an area in their life that they need help in. Okay. So again, I'm going to bring it back to this example. If I say I only date guys that, you know, are, you know, wealthy or whatever the case is, then the person or the individual that feels like maybe they can't achieve that, or maybe they don't understand that type of lifestyle, they're going to comment something like, yeah, you're a gold digger, or yeah, you just want to use, you know, guys, or girl, not everyone can get those types of guys, so you need to be realistic, or I don't feel like this applies to everyone. I don't feel like everything applies to everyone ever. That's why there are a million channels, both on TV, both on YouTube. That's why there's this thing in life called choices. You can make them. You can click off. You can leave. You can turn the TV off. You can change the channel. You have options, okay? So I think people forget that and they cultivate these narratives in their head. And they just spew it out, especially in this time right now. Now, this is the bad part about having so much time, given the, you know, pandemic and everything like that. The negative side of that is that people are just going through so much. They're forced to, you know, sit with themselves, and they don't really know how to do that. They don't know how to go about it. So they're spewing all this hate. And you know what? Believe it or not, I remember when I first started my channel and I had nothing but amazing positive comments. Not one bad comment did I ever get. And literally, I remember it was the day before Christmas or the day after Christmas, I got my first like mean comment. You know what I mean? And all I was thinking was, huh? Like, it's literally Christmas. Like, why would someone be mean? But I realized that the holidays bring up very different emotions in people. Some people, the holidays are the worst time of the year for them because they know that it's a time for family and friends. And when people don't feel like they have that, or maybe they genuinely don't have that, they're going to be unhappy. We as human beings are people that need to have friends and community. Like, we genuinely need community around us. No matter if you're a loner or not, you need some sort of solid base. So as much as people want to walk around saying, I don't need anyone or anything like that, that's not entirely true. You do need someone to confide in. You need to feel like there are people in life that you trust. Even if maybe you don't have friends, you need a solid family. Core family, trusting your family. Because if you don't have those things, then you are going to be an untrustworthy person yourself. Okay? There's no such thing as being super untrustworthy and not being super untrustworthy. There's just no such thing as that. So pay attention to things like that. When people even post like, trust no one. And it's like, what you're saying is don't trust you. Because in life, people only think that people are pretty much just like them. So because I am a stubborn optimist, I usually naturally always think the best of people. Has this prevented me from getting hurt? No. Have I still endured situations that I didn't understand why people did certain things? Yes, of course. Did it change me for good? No. It made me wiser. I realized that is that one circumstance. I'm not going to right away the rest of my life and make people pay for certain individuals' mistakes, because that's not growing. That's not being wise. That's becoming a victim. Because what victims do is they are just perpetuating the same hurt over and over again to other people that was done to them. People get in, you know, a bad relationship and it sucks and it breaks your heart and it just rips you apart and you don't know how to trust anymore. So what do? You get into another relationship. You give this guy hell because the last guy you trusted them, you know, too much, ignoring your own intuition way too many times. And you told yourself you were blindsided by the outcome, but really we never actually genuinely are blindsided. There are always signs. It's never truly blindsiding, okay? Whether we want to admit it or not. And boom, next thing you know, yeah, you're in a situation where you have trust issues with someone, making them pay for someone else's mistake. How is that fair? You know, you're comparing him to the guy, right? Comparison. You're comparing him to the guy before him. Well, my ex used to do this, so I just want to make sure that you're not going to do that. Who are you texting? Like, being overbearing and doing all that stuff, it's not going to get you anywhere. Comparison is the thief of joy. You cannot continue to compare yourself to people and different people's relationships and people's lifestyles because you don't know what that person had to do or had to endure to get to where they are. Stop. Like, people just need to stop this. And again, I felt led to talk about this literally just in general. Like, I was thinking, what do I talk about today? And I realized, you know what? I feel like God put this message on my heart genuinely to tell people to just stop comparing themselves. Just because someone expresses that they like something doesn't mean they're saying they don't like something else. It is not that black and white. People get super offended and hypersensitive for the wrong reasons. It's so sad. It's so heartbreaking, especially as a creator on YouTube. I'm actually going to film a haul video soon. And I actually have strayed away from that type of content because even though I really enjoy it, like, I love watching luxury hauls and it just makes me feel so motivated. It makes me feel like, wow, like, that's going to be my life one day. But then there are people that may watch the same content as me, like Gabby DiMartino, who I also adore. She posts luxury hauls all the time and I really admire her strength because she probably gets a lot of hate. People probably say a lot of mean things about her showing, you know, her luxury hauls and things like that, but she still does it. And I'm glad that she does because people like me really do enjoy it. And there are way more people than me that genuinely enjoy it. Now, what would happen if she would have just listened to a bunch of the hate? Oh, I feel like you're just showing off. Like, think about it. As an influencer, we literally tell people and show people and help put people on to different things that we like. People follow us because they like what we say. Maybe they like how we dress or whatever it is that we have to share. So if we share those things and let's say I do a haul video and people are saying, I feel like you're bragging about all the things you have. No, I genuinely never tag anything that I usually get. And I always keep things to myself. And I realize that you guys do want to see a little bit more about my life. And I have been very hush-hush about it just because I want to be sensitive to everyone. And I don't want people to feel like just because I'm showing this means that I am, you know, snobby or that I think less of other people because I have these items or I just don't want to be judged. But I mean, can I really help that? I mean, isn't it a little too late to worry about whether or not I'm going to be judged? I mean, we're almost 170,000, you know, angels in. I don't really think it matters at this point. And I think for me, I realized I need to be myself no matter what, because whoever is going to love me is going to love me regardless. If you're listening to this right now and you love me, I love you too. And you're going to love me regardless. Like, I like watching people live their lives. I'm creating the content that I know I would watch. And because you guys follow me, I assume, and I also ask you guys to participate as well because I want to gauge if that's something that you really want to see. Okay? Like, I'm not going to lie. I have really, really, really strongly been considering starting to vlog, but I don't know. Like, I've just, and you guys are hearing it first on here. I might not even mention it on my channel. So if you DM me or if you comment on my Instagram that you want me to start vlogging, I already got one comment about it. And it really resonated with me because I've been actually pondering on this for the past month. So if you guys genuinely want me to start doing that, I'm going to know that you listen to this podcast because I'm not going to mention it on my channel yet because I'm still thinking about it. But if I get more comments asking me to vlog, then I will know that you guys definitely were listening to this and listening to the whole thing. So yeah, I genuinely like watching people live their lives. I don't get jealous if someone has more than me. In fact, I love watching people that have more than me. I love watching people in multi-million dollar homes. I love watching people be successful. Why? Because let me tell you something, angels. If you hang around four broke people, you will be the fifth. Okay? If you hang around people that all the time, they do nothing but gossip and stand around all day hating life and being pessimistic, you're going to be just like that. The older that I've become, I've realized that when they say your friends are your mirrors, they are not kidding, okay? I used to think when I was younger, no, that's not true. Just because my friend did something doesn't mean I'm going to do it. And that may be true for that moment. But you and that individual have way more in common than you actually think. Let's say your friend in high school started doing drugs, right? That may be the end of you guys' relationship because maybe you took a different path. Or if you remain friends with that person, there will be another trial in your life where I guarantee you that you will end up picking up those habits, even though you didn't do it right when your friend did. You may pick it up in college or what have you, because there is a commonality there. So I think we need to take a responsibility, one for ourselves and accountability, and understand that our friends really are our mirrors. Yeah, maybe some of them may do different things that maybe we don't. Maybe they are in different types of relationships than we are. But for the most part, there is a commonality, and that is why that individual is your friend. Do you understand? So always remember that your friends really are your mirrors. And the older that you become, you start to, yes, you do start to judge people by the friends that they have around them, because it's like, it's hard to actually genuinely believe that you are nothing like someone that you were consistently hanging out with. That doesn't even make logical sense, because if you didn't have anything really in common with them, then it has to be what? Like, what could it be? Like, if you, I just don't understand. It can't be much of anything. You understand? There's some sort of emotional payoff that you're getting from hanging out with someone regardless on a consistent basis. So I really hope that this made sense, angels. I just really definitely felt led to talk about comparison, because it's just way too hypersensitive in life and in general. And I do my little part where I'm like, okay, if I could talk about, you know, anything really that I want, if I can help encourage someone, if I can help enhance and improve someone's mindset, give them food for thought, then my job is done. My job is done. And I really want you guys to think about this. The next time, you know, someone makes a comment about something, you have to actually start thinking, like, wait, why does this bother me? Why do I feel like I always have something to say about someone or something? Why do I feel the need to always comment on something? Why do I feel like I'm always being attacked whenever someone disagrees with me? Why do I feel like I need to demonize someone's character for them disagreeing with me? Why do I feel like I get jealous or envious of people that I see on Instagram? Why do I feel like I spew hate out, or I'm the girl that always is encouraging my friends to break up with their boyfriends because I'm lonely? Why do I do these things? Why do I feel like I have to compare myself to everyone that I see on social media? Why? And actually ask yourself this and actually have an answer. I think it's just, it needs to be done, angels. This is a part of the self-work, and I really am always invested in you guys' mental health, emotional health, physical health. Above all, I want you guys to be happy and healthy and thriving. And that's what true transformation is. That is my definition of a quality queen. That is my definition of a refined woman. Genuinely actually caring about people, not using people, not stepping on people, not being catty, not being snobby, not comparing yourself every 5 seconds, not hate following people, not, you know, engaging in consistent, senseless gossip all the time. That's not what life is about. And all it does is highlight to the emotionally sane people that you are an unhappy individual. And you're going to always attract low quality type of individuals with that type of mindset, because it all starts with your mind. What you're consuming physically as a diet, what you're consuming on social media, the things that you watch on TV are all a part of your diet. What are you doing that contributes to you being the person that you want to become? Have you even ever thought about the person that you want to become? Or were you just too busy comparing yourself to this person, that person, comparing those two people to each other? No. So the next video you watch, the next picture or video or reel that you see on your social media, think about what immediate thoughts come to your head. Is it, oh, wow, this girl looks great? Or is it, Why did this girl just do that? That was so dumb. Why is she wearing this? Ew, I bet she photoshopped this photo. Let me zoom this in and go and send this to my friends in a group chat and like clown this person. You know, like what are the immediate thoughts that come to your head? Because it's going to take work. It's going to take work to undo this natural behavior, this natural habit that you've built. But I promise you, if you put in the work, it'll be worth it and you'll attract better quality friends, better quality guys to yourself by elevating and changing your mindset. And you'll be able to really unlock true confidence because you're not going to be bothered by another star shining bright next to you because you're a star yourself and you're shining bright too. And it doesn't mean that anyone's light has to dim. There is room for all of us at this table. Please take a seat. Take a seat. I want everyone to be able to be on our side. I want everyone to feel like they have a place in their own respective paths, okay? Because remember this, when people compare themselves to your outcome, they start to get jealous when they realize that they can't do it like you. They'll copy every single thing you do, and then they get upset when they're not getting the same results. And then it's like, wait, how am I literally doing the exact same thing as someone and I'm not getting the same results? Okay, well, boop, now I'm going to start hating this person. And they don't even understand it. They're not aware of it. But that's because the entire time, what were they thinking in their head? Well, why does she have this success? Why does he have this success? And I don't. I'm doing everything they're doing. You have to be true and authentic to yourself. Comparison will always be the thief of joy. So I hope you angels have enjoyed this podcast. Definitely share it with a friend if you guys feel like it resonates with you or if you feel like a friend needs to see it. Make sure that you are following me on my Instagram because I have been way more active in my stories and I've been posting a lot of different questions to engage with you guys because I really want to hear your feedback for all the awesome new content that I'm going to be posting, including my haul video. And I'm going to post a video about like reinventing yourself too. I really feel like people need to see that. And also make sure that your post notifications are turned on for my YouTube channel because we have a goal of 200K and I want you guys to know whenever I upload so that, you know, you can get to the good content first. Okay, angels, I love you so much and I'll see you guys in my next podcast episode. Mwah.